from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Crews have about 90% containment now on that wildfire that is still burning in Essex County. You may still see the smoke from it if you're commuting this morning. That blaze sparked up near Route 10 and Eisenhower Parkway in Livingston Township Saturday. At one point, dozens of structures were threatened. 192 acres have burned. The fire triggered a huge response involving crews from every municipality in Essex County. This month still on track to go down as the driest in New Jersey's history. According to state climatologist Dave Robinson, September was the third driest going back 130 years. October even worse. There's been no significant rain throughout New Jersey this month. And many parts of the state have seen zero rainfall. Stage 3 fire restrictions remain in place. That means no open burning and no charcoal grills. Firefighters made multiple rescues throughout New Jersey this weekend.
A child is recovering in the hospital after a fire at an apartment complex in Ocean Township, Monmouth County, Saturday afternoon. Officials say the child was trapped inside, but firefighters quickly searched the building and saved the child. And in Ocean City, firefighters rescued two people who were trapped by flames on the balcony of a duplex Saturday morning. One firefighter involved in the rescue was trapped himself, but was saved thanks to some quick thinking. See the gripping video at our website, nj1015.com. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
State lawmakers and industry observers are going after what they call the newest culprit in the rental housing crisis. A bill would ban landlords from using rent-setting software that helps ensure they don't get undercut by their competition.
Pat Garofalo with the American Economic Liberties Project says instead of working independently to determine rents, property managers are coordinating by using third-party algorithms to set prices.
New Jersey has an opportunity to be a national leader on this issue by being the first to approve a ban on this practice statewide.
RealPage, a property management software company, is the target of a class action lawsuit and a suit by the Justice Department for its pricing algorithm. Mike Sem Co. is the company's associate general counsel.
We are ready to get into court and defend ourselves because we're very confident that we're not violating the law.
Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey fast traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Cold start to your day. Temperatures averaging 30s across the Garden State. Most of us seeing a frost or freeze to begin the final week of October. Lots of sunshine today. Some extra clouds this afternoon. That will warm up to around 60 degrees. It's going to be a typical late October day. A few clouds tonight. Chilly jacket weather, but not as cold as last night. Lows fall into the 40s this time around. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Highs jump to the mid-60s. There is a chance of a shower brushing past far northern New Jersey only tomorrow. Wednesday, even warmer. Sun and clouds, highs 70 to 75. New Jersey weather made possible by Jobs for Blue. With over 120 police agencies in their network, Jobs for Blue is the undisputed leader of New Jersey side job scheduling. Ease of use and fast, accurate billing make Jobs for Blue the go-to provider for police and vendors alike. Join the network at jobsforblue.com.
It is 35 in Berkeley Heights, Manalapan 31, Salem is 38. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.